This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. The government today issued notification to conduct the census. The notification issued by the Home Ministry said the reference date for the census shall be 1st March 2027, except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the United Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. In respect of the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, the reference date shall be 1st October 2026. This census will mark the 16th national census since its inception and the 8th since India's independence. India and Cyprus have unequivocally condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. The two countries also urged all states to respect the sovereignty of other nations and call for the disruption of terrorism financing networks, the elimination of safe havens, dismantling of terrorist infrastructure and bringing perpetrators of terrorism to justice swiftly. In a joint declaration issued after a delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia today, the two nations emphasize the need for a comprehensive, coordinated and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Cyprus expressed solidarity and unwavering support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked state relief commissioners to prepare district disaster management plan for each district in the next 90 days. Addressing the conference of the relief commissioners of states and union territories and the disaster response forces in New Delhi today, Shah said, to respond disasters, it is important to have disaster management plan at district level. He said, government is moving ahead with zero casualty approach while responding to disasters. He said, without environment conservation, it's not possible to escape from disaster 100%. Shah said, due to climate change and global warming, the world is worried about disasters. Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh, has secured the 13th position among all central universities in India and ranked number one in the Northeast India in the prestigious Indian Institutional Ranking Framework, IIRF 2025. This marks the second consecutive year of RGU. RGU has topped the Northeast. The IIRF evaluates institutions on teaching, research, industry linkages, placements, and international outlook. With this milestone, RGU has strengthened its position as a hub of academic excellence and a leader in higher education in the region. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has congratulated the premier institution. He said its dedication is shaping a brighter future for Arunachal Pradesh and the entire Northeast. He said, the university's focus on research innovation and teaching standards continues to set benchmarks. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that in a short span of time, Arunachal Pradesh has achieved what once seemed impossible in the field of air connectivity. In a social media post, he said that today Arunachal has seamless air connectivity across the state. He said, the Greenfield Donipolo Airport is putting the state in the national aviation map with licensed all-weather operations and boosting trade and logistics. He mentioned that Pasighat, Tezu and Zero are now connected with commercial flights. He also added that there are 8 operational advanced landing grounds in the state and 4 are proposed. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has issued an orange alert for 5 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The districts are Papumpare, Pake Kesang, West Siang, Anjao and Tirap. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. It has also issued a yellow alert over 14 districts. Additionally, Weather Office has predicted an increase in the rainfall activity over the state in the next few days. Under Project Saksham initiative of the Itanagar capital, 2 students from the first batch have qualified NEET 2025. Project Saksham was launched in 2024 to provide free NEET coaching to wards of police personnel. Following the results, Saksham 2 was launched today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.